For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. All of the Bible is an invitation to know God. All of the gospel message is an invitation to come unto the Lord, to come and find help in the presence of the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful thing to consider that the God, the creator of everything that exists, that you have an open invitation from Him? Come to me. Anytime. At any circumstance. You are welcomed and you will get the hearing of the Lord. He will hear your cry. He will respond. He will meet your need. He's not a God that's distanced from you, that doesn't hear you or doesn't know or care what you are experiencing. He is a God that is present, a present help in the time of need. You can come to the Lord, and there's always this open invitation. You can't read the Bible without seeing the heart of God is an open door. You're welcome to come to me. Come to me and to be received by the Lord. The gospel message is an invitation to the poor, to the sick, to the burdened, to the distressed, to the troubled, even to the little children. Don't push the little children away, from the youngest to the oldest. And no matter what the pressing burden or need is, and of course the greatest burden is the burden of sin. People that are bound in their sin and hopeless in their sin, even to them He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me. I will give you rest. Amen. And I guess most everybody here tonight is a Christian. And so you at some time in your life, you heard the voice of God. You recognized the welcoming heart of God, and you responded to that. Amen. You responded. It was God that took the first initiative toward you. While were you yet sinners, He commended His love toward you. God extended Himself to you. The door was open to you. There was an open invitation to you. And if you're born again tonight, it's because you responded to that invitation. Praise God. You turned to the Lord and you came to Him understanding all through the Scripture. That's the heart of God. Come to me. Come to me. Revelation 22. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. He that heareth, come. That there is this invitation repeated all through the Scripture. It's the Bible message. It's the gospel message that God has time and He's interested. He cares and He loves you and He loves me. That's not the way it is in the world, is it? We spent 5 hours in the ER Sunday before last, and all of that time, there was not one doctor that came to see my wife. Not one doctor. But there were four different individuals who came to ask, how is this going to be paid for? Four different parties that came into the room asking about insurance coverage and asking about how this is going to be paid for. Not one physician. There were nurses and they were good, and there was a physician's assistant that came in, and I'm just telling you that pretty much what's going on in our world today, there's not this compassion and love and open heart and willingness. You're only going to find that in God. The world is only going to find that in the Lord. Pretty much out there in the world, it's just selfishness, and people are concerned about them, their troubles, their worries. And if you're in need, that's not my responsibility. That seems to be the attitude of the world today. But the attitude of our Lord is, come to me. Come to me. No, it doesn't matter. You know, there are people that you would back away from and say, I don't want to be around that kind of a person. There are people that live all kinds of wicked, evil, immoral lives that we just kind of, we turn away from them. We don't want to be, but the amazing thing about the heart of God is that He's, even to them, the most wicked, vile sinner, He is saying to them, come to me. Amen. Come unto me. And that needs to be the heart. We need to have the heart of God, and the church needs to be an expression of that heart of God that has compassion and love and concern for those. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. There's all kinds of different types of weariness and burdens that can be, you can be pressed in spirit, you can be weighed down even in your mind, oppressed in your mind. You can have literal physical circumstances that are weighing heavily against you. I really believe that what this message here in Matthew 11 is describing, it's really a message to a lot of religious people who were trying and trying and trying and trying by their Jewish tradition and by all of their effort, jumping through the hoops and trying to keep all of the laws and do everything to satisfy and to appease God. And they just were wore out with it all. And the message of Jesus was, you don't have to do all of that. You just need to come to me. Come to me. I'll take care of all that. I'll take care of all those burdens and all those worries and all of the burden was kind of a, it was kind of a religious type burden that was weighing heavily upon them because they were not only keeping the law, but there was the Talmud and all these others, that they had expanded on the law and added to it. And the Jews were just living under a religious burden that wasn't even the law of God. It wasn't at all the heart of God. Weighed down with all of that, trying to satisfy God. And Jesus said to all those people, come to me. If you'll come unto me, all ye that are laboring and you're heavy laden and you're overwhelmed. And he said, if you'll come to me, I will give you rest. Do you know that there's not anything more precious and wonderful? Do you remember how it was when you got born again? Do you remember how it was and how you felt in your spirit? You not only felt clean, but there was this wonderful sense of relief. Amen. I'm freed from all of that. I'm not weighed down by all this burden of sin anymore. Because you can try to do good and try to do right and even try to please God. But in your sin, you're going to fail every time. It's just a big burden on you if you're trying in your own strength. I believe that there are a lot of people out there in the world. There are a lot of people that we should be concerned about their lost condition, their lostness. We should be concerned about them. And we need to be able to take to them this simple message that if you'll just come to Jesus, all these things that are weighing heavily upon you. Let me tell you, the Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard. And people in their sin are, for the most part, are living a hard life. They're having, you think you got problems. What if you didn't have the Lord to turn to? What if you couldn't pray? What if you didn't have the body of Christ, the people of God to surround you and to help you? Just think about how it would be to experience trouble and sickness and all these burdens of life and not have the Lord and not have the church and not have the Word of God and all these things that strengthen us and comfort us. How horrible of an existence. The way of a transgressor is a hard life. Amen. It's a hard life. Now they can put on a front. And I know that there are certain pleasures, but the Bible says they're limited. They're just seasonal. They have certain seasons during their life where it seems like there's all smiles and everything's going wonderful. But for the most part, people that are carrying the baggage and the weight of sin with them, their life is hard. It's hard. And that's why we need to be expressing the heart of God to those that are out there in the world. And that heart is, come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. I felt like so much that in our efforts to to reach out to these various community outreaches, that we just need to go in there and we need to show them that we're really interested in them. We don't have any gimmicks. We're not trying to do anything to catch them off guard or to trick them into coming to church. We just want to go there and we want to let them know we are truly concerned about them. We care about them. And as the Lord opens the door for you to talk to them about the Lord or to pray with them, then praise God for those opportunities. But let me tell you, most of the time, people in the world, they're facing people day in and day out. It's just worry and fear and trouble and burdens. And what a sense of relief it would be for them to meet some great godly man or woman who could just come to them and say, I'm concerned about you and I care about you. I'm interested in what's happening in your life and what can I do to help you and can I pray for you? That's the message of the Bible. Amen. That is the gospel message. That's Jesus. That's the message of Jesus. And it's the message that we need to be declaring to a world that is in such need. Come to Jesus. Come to the Lord. You remember in Luke 14 that the great feast was prepared and they all with one consent began to make excuse saying, I can't come. I've married a wife. I can't come. I've bought some land. I can't come. I'm trying out my new cattle, my new oxen. And each one began to make excuse. And then the Lord, the master of that feast said, go out into the highways and the hedges. Go out. And it really describes, you know, people that are kind of in the out of the way places. Go there and to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Go to the needy. Go to people that have a heart that's open to God. And look for those opportunities to show them the love of God and to express that. You understand that religion, I'm not talking about religion in the sense. Sometimes, you know, we've used the terminology, we have the old-time religion. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about religion as a burden. Religion as a system. Religion as just, you know, the religions of the world. And all of them are their attempts to know God or to come to God or to have some understanding or relationship with God. But it's all by their own way. But Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the door. I have provided the way, the access. I am the door. I am the way. Amen. John 10 and 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And then John 10 and 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. All the religions of the world, all of the literally billions of Muslims in the world that are full of hate and violence all over the world, and they're sincere, they believe they're right, and they believe they have, through their religious thinking and philosophy, that they have some access to God. But Jesus said, no, that there's only one way. And I'm the door, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I am the life, I am the way. Amen. There's no other way. And with all other religions of the world, there is this burden, this weariness, whether it's the Jews or the Catholics or the Buddhist or the Muslim or whatever that they might be, they're under a big, heavy burden of all these things that they have to do to somehow appease their God. And all the while, our God, our Lord Jesus, just simply says, with all of your sin and with all of the wickedness of your life, would you just come to me? I'm the door. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That all the other religions of the world has their demands and they're never satisfied and they're always weighed down by those burdens. But Jesus says, you'll just come to me. Come to me. all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now, verse 29 seems like a contradiction, because then he says, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. And we know that a yoke was an instrument of work. That whenever animals were yoked together, it was to plow the field or to accomplish some work. And so for him to use that image, to come to me and then yoke up with me. Amen. So it doesn't mean that we just come to the Lord and there's never going to be any responsibility or anything that we are called to do. No, he says, if you come to me and yoke up with me, get in the yoke with me. You know what too often people do? They get in the yoke with the Lord, but they've never really surrendered to the Lord. And you know what they would do is they would take a young animal that wasn't used to plowing in the fields, and they would yoke it up with an experienced animal, and that young animal would have to learn to walk the straight line. And once, as long as he was pulling against the yoke, he was miserable. And his neck was chafed and as long as they were resisting. But whenever the animal would finally learn that the easy way to do this is just pull with the other animal, just pull with him, just get in the yoke and pull with him. And that's what Jesus is saying: come to me, yoke up with me, and then you won't. If you'll yoke up with me, then learn of me. That's what it's talking about. Yoke up with me and learn of me. Don't pull away from me. Don't resist me. But yoke up with me. And the real place of rest and peace is whenever you have yielded yourself to the Lord, and you are yoked up with the Lord, and you're in that place of submission and obedience and willingness to do the will of God. Then your life is so much easier. And the walk with God is a life of peace and rest. Whenever you resist God or resist the Word of God, you resist the voice of God, and you say, no, I want to do it my way and live life my way. I've got my own ideas about this. As long as you do that, you're just going to be chafed and miserable and burdened down. And it's all going to be work. You hear people talk about this all the time. They talk about works, and they say, well, we're not saved by works. It's not by works. No, we're not saved by works. We're saved because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's the one that will forgive you. He's the one that and you're not saved by works, but yet he says, yoke up with me. Yoke up with me. And then learn of me. That's what we do as we serve the Lord. We yoke up with the Lord, and we understand, we learn Him, and we learn His Word, and we learn His law, and we learn to love it because we're walking in step with the Lord, and because we're pulling with Him instead of resisting His voice, then the work that we're doing, the ministry that we're doing, whatever that it might be that He's called us to do, it's not a burden anymore. It's easy. Amen. The reason why a lot of people have a hard time and they start complaining and say, all you all believe in is just works, and you just earn your salvation that way. That's not true. That's not biblical. We don't believe that you're saved by works, but we do believe that faith without works is dead, and that God wants us to be walking in obedience to Him and walking in His Word. That's why He says, yoke up with me, learn of me. And once you are learning of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart. He's not going to be a harsh taskmaster. He's going to be patient with you. As long as you're submitted to the Lord, He's meek and lowly. He's going to allow you to make mistakes, and He's going to be patient with you and give you opportunities to recover and to be restored and to be healed in that situation. He's meek and lowly. As long as you're yoked up with Him and learning of him. He's meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Praise God. That's the place to be. That's the place for everyone, every believer to be, is not spending your life trying to, am I pleasing God or not pleasing God? But just look to the Lord. Many times we get sidetracked by little issues when really it would all be resolved if we would just deepen our walk with Jesus. If we just get lost in the Word, get lost in the things of God, then we would be yoked up with him, and we'd get so much more accomplished for the kingdom of God if we were yoked up with him. We would learn of him, and we'd understand he's meek and lowly at heart. He's going to teach us and train us and be patient with us and lead us to that place so that you can find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just come to Jesus, and find help. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that wonderful? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. How is it easy? It's easy because you're moving right in step with the Lord. After you've learned of him and you understand his nature and you understand his will, then you're right in step with him and you're pulling with him. You're moving in the will of God. You're moving in that direction that's pleasing to the Lord. And then the Lord says to you, my yoke is easy. This is easy because you're in step with me. You're in step with my will. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the world out there desperately needs relief. They need relief. They are burdened down with trouble and sorrow and all kinds of problems that are out there in the world. Yeah, Christians have trouble and problems, but we have Jesus to run to. We have his word to comfort us. We have the people of God to surround us. But when they're out there in the world, they're just so burdened down. It's such a weight upon them, a weight of sin and hopelessness and no real answers in their circumstance. The weariness of man's efforts to find joy, to find happiness, to find meaning for their life. I love this verse in Isaiah 50, verse 4. It says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. What a wonderful verse. What a wonderful promise that God can give to you and to me, the tongue of the learned. Where did we learn? We learn from being yoked up with Jesus. We get the tongue of the learned so that we know how to speak a word in season to them that are weary. I see them every day. I run into this all the time. People weighted down. People troubled in spirit. No answers. Nowhere to turn. No hope for their life. And do you know that as a believer, as a child of God, there's the right time and there's the right season for you to step in there and to give them a word of hope. Amen. Amen. The prophet is just saying, he's given me the tongue of the learned. I've been with the Lord. I've learned from him. And so because I've learned from the Lord, He's prepared me so that I know how to give a word just in season. Have you ever had that before? Have you ever had someone speak to you a word of encouragement just at the time you needed to hear it? Amen. Let me tell you, I believe that God can direct you. And if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, You can be led of the Spirit of God, and God can use you to give a word in season. Amen. To somebody that's in need. I know that many of you have probably remember this story. It's not just a story. It's reality. The very day that Ernie and Ray were murdered, that very day that they were murdered, Sister Dorothy Lauber was driving down the road, and as she was passing the house, Joanne and Ray lived in the house right in the first curve as you're going toward the park. They lived in that little house there, still there. Sister Lauber was a person who had a sensitivity to the Spirit. And as she'd made that curve, the Lord gave her a verse of Scripture, and I wish I remember what it was, to give to Joanne. And she turned around and she pulled into her driveway and she went to her door and she gave to her a word. Of course, Joanne's gone now, so I can't remember what the verse of Scripture was. Some of you might. But she gave to her a word. That word was like an anchor that helped Joanne over these next coming days in her husband's death and all the tragedy that she experienced. Do you know that the Lord can give you a word in season? For somebody out there that's weary, somebody that's out there that's troubled and they're weighted down by the things of this world and by sin. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Amen. Oh, how we need to offer hope to the world. They don't have any hope. But we can offer hope to the world. Amen. We have such a community of people. I know a lot of people in our community go to church, but there's so many people in our community that are far from God. So many that are so bound and so involved in the things of the world, things of sin. And their life is miserable. It's a miserable existence that they live. And they're weary with the weight of sin. And the Lord can use you to give to them a word in season. Amen. A word in season. Have you ever had that happen to you? Someone that just comes to you and talks to you and gives you a word of encouragement, a word that helps you in your present circumstance. Oh, it's a wonderful thing when it happens. Amen. When someone just speaks to you, word of hope, and tells you God can move and He will move and gives you the confidence to know a word in season. Now notice the last part of that verse 4. This is Isaiah 50 verse 4. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. That in the early part of the day, if you want to be able to have something to offer to the world, then allow the Lord to speak to you and minister to you in the early part of the day. Amen. That He could speak to you and prepare you and waken you and cause your ear to hear the things that you need to hear, the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that you can give a word. Amen. The message is, come to me. Come to me. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's the answer. And you and I need to develop the very same heart of God that is welcoming and that we're open and receptive to people that are in need. Amen. I pray that it's never true that someone would walk into our service and that we would never be welcoming to them. We would never give to them a word of encouragement or a welcoming handshake. Amen. I mean, they may come in pierced up, tattooed up, looking like wild and crazy. But you know that Jesus went to the cross for them. Jesus went to the cross for them. He loves you. He loves them just as much as He loves you. And you and I are His hand extended to them. Even in the messed up life that they're living away from God, And if they somehow walk in to our church, or we're in contact with them, maybe through one of these community outreaches, or whatever opportunity we have to come in contact with people that are weighted down by trouble and sin, amen. Let's give them a word of hope. Amen. Let's give them a word that's in season to minister to them and to encourage them. Amen. Praise God. I have other verses, but I'm going to stop right there. We cannot have a Christianity without Jesus Christ. We cannot have a religion that doesn't have the reality of Jesus Christ. We cannot have all these things and no real relationship, no real walk with the Lord. We need to get in the yoke with Him. Get in the yoke. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen. It's not a burden. His commandments are not grievous. It's not a burden to live for God. It's not. It is if you're rebelling against God and you're resisting the grace of God or resisting the will of God. But if you'll humble yourself, get in the yoke, then the Lord can work in your life. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reality of your mercy and your love extended to us. Thank you, Lord, for the open door that we always have access to you anytime, day or night, no matter what, that we are welcomed into your presence. We can just walk boldly right into your presence, right into the throne room. You've welcomed us to be there, and we thank you for that wonderful blessing and privilege. Lord, help us to come to you and then to, Lord, to demonstrate this same heart to those that are in such need out there in the world. Hallelujah.